Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside yet again. This is the third in the series of four where we are sitting in a beautiful place on the planet. Above the crystalline node, which we have described to you two other times. We've given you the information about crystalline, about the fact that it is different than any other gem, any other stone on the planet. The last time we told you what it is that the crystals are saying, we used the term rewriting future history. That there is now a message from crystals, not just a benevolent feeling good. And that this message then corresponds with the shift that you're having. Now, in this particular session, we have before us those who have been part of the crystalline choir. I gave messages yesterday to this group that I'm going to repeat and then enhance now. There is so much we could tell all of you about crystalline. And it's all good news. There's an actual celebration here. The celebration that is here at the moment is that this particular node has now been activated, whereas the last time I sat, it had not. This is extremely esoteric to many. And yet there are those who can already feel some differences. The minds that are here call to those who would take the stones, take more. They want to pass this message on to all those who would take them into their homes. It's a message of benevolence and also about hope for the future. When we say rewrite the history of the future, what this actually means is that up to this point, dear ones, human consciousness through bias and expectations think they know what the future is going to bring. The time fractals themselves, which is a form of physics that lets time repeat itself, would call to you that you're going to have the same kind of things you had in the past. And why not? It's always been that way. So you might say, what is the history of the future of the planet? And you would turn to your scriptures. You would turn to those who foresee the future and you would hear the things they've always said. There will be continual wars. There's going to be problems. The humanity hasn't really changed that much. It's just a moment of peace at the moment. The last 70 years was a hiccup. But we will return to those things, and they will then claim that they see it in the future. They also claim that the fractals of time create it. It's almost like you are a victim of time. What the indigenous have told you is completely and totally the reverse. Listen to the ancient wisdom and prophecy. And that was this, that the future of this planet is changeable. But in order to change it, you had to walk through a certain shift, and you have. The indigenous use long count calendars. They look at the stars, the sky. They don't use the fractals of time as the science do. And almost exclusively, the indigenous will tell you, the ancients will tell you, that you have the ability right now to change the entire planet, all of the time fractals, and restart this clock. You sit on a crystalline node, what we call the mother lode, that has absorbed this very information from those who created it, which was the Pleiadians, and infused it with information from their world. And this information is what happens when a planet goes through the shift. You've never been there. You don't know. And so I'm now enhancing the information from the last channel. Crystals remember. They store. And all along, they have been ready to give you the most benevolent information you have ever heard about the future of this planet. And that is why, for centuries, you pull a crystal out of the ground and they emanate benevolence, happiness, and make you feel better. Now, suddenly, instead of benevolence and happiness, they're telling a story. And they're saying, the future is ripe with change. The planet can move from a planet of survival and war to a planet of harmony and understanding. A slow transition that is already in the works. We say the snowball is rolling down the hill. But there's so much more. The crystalline grid of the planet, in review, is an esoteric grid. It's not physical. What is here is physical. There is a bridge that is connecting the physical to the esoteric. That bridge was further activated yesterday by the group that sits in front of me and what you have called the crystalline choir. Pineal tones were sung. Pineal tones are ancient tones remembered by the Master Yahyi, sung in the open air but recognized by the crystalline node. It is almost like turning the key in the lock yet once again that says, all right, humans, you passed the marker. Show us you remember who you are. And the tones then sing the remembrance and open and activate the node that you're on. It starts passing the information to this esoteric crystalline grid, which so far on the planet has been on its own. And what this means is that the crystalline grid only remembers what humans do on it. We've told you this. It's why you feel things in certain places where things have happened. But suddenly, with an active crystalline grid, it starts to broadcast things that have never happened. There'll come a day when you walk into these battlefields that you feel things and you'll feel nothing. Because it's been recalibrated and rebooted to start broadcasting what it needs to say. Why would this be done? What's it all about? Why is it needed? When a baby is born on the planet, there is an alliance between Gaia and its life force. The indigenous know it. In Lemuria, they actually featured pawns of underwater birth. So the first thing the baby knew, it was going from the fluid of the mother to the fluid of Gaia. It was an initiation to the energy of the planet itself. And Lemurians and all of the ancients know that this is the appropriateness of birth in the water. Feel Gaia. First thing you feel is the warmth and the beauty of the water of the planet that encircles you. It's the water of life. And it goes from there. An alliance with Gaia is needed for balance spiritually. One of the things that is going on right now is you sit in the open, looking at a magnificent tree all around nature, while I channel on a bed of crystals. Now, this is going somewhere. The information that I gave yesterday was what the whales are here for. And again, I'll say it, humans love whales. Whales and dolphins are an attraction, always. You want to be with them. You want to know about them. You want to learn more and more. Children, as soon as they can and see a whale or a dolphin among any other animal, is so interested. Learn all the names of them. According to biology and the way things work, a dolphin is classified as a whale. So when we say whales, we are saying all dolphins and all whales of all kinds. What they're here for, dear ones, I said yesterday and revealed, they are the living crystalline grid. Now I'm going to explain that and give you further information. The crystalline grid of the planet reacts to what humans do and broadcasts to humans through the dirt of the earth. But the oceans cover more than 70% of the planet. And so the oceans would also need that information. And it's carried by the whales. The node that we are sitting on was then linked to a knoll in Patagonia. Now, Patagonia today is a combination of Chile and Argentina. But when it was set up, it wasn't. Yesterday, when Dr. Ovakaitis said that he did an excursion to meet a whale in Chile, I said, not exactly. And the reason why is because Patagonia is where the knoll is. It's not in Argentina. It's not in Chile. Not the way we think. Those names can change in the next thousands of years. They have changed before. But Patagonia is a continental recognition of the bottom of the planet, and that is where the whales go to mate and to have children. And when those whales have their offspring, the first thing the offspring are going to pick up is the new information that you have activated from this crystalline node going to the knoll called Mount Fitzroy. And this is why it needed to be where it is. So that no matter what the existing adult whales have in their Akash or in the energy of them, the children were going to have the beginning of the new Pleiadian information, and they will swim the seas, and the next time they mate, they'll have children who will know all about this. The rest of Gaia, over 70% of it, which is in the water, needs to have this for balance. You can see that. That is why the whales are needed. The dolphins are needed. They all carry it. Cryon, do they know who they are? I want to ask you something. Whether it's been in the wild or whether it's been in captivity, have you ever looked in the eye of a dolphin or a whale for a long extended time, especially in the wild? And if you have, I don't have to answer the question. You see wisdom. There's almost a wink that says, we know who you are. My partner has led many excursions to swim with dolphins in the open ocean around Lemuria. And the first time it happened, he couldn't hardly believe the procedure. They take you out in an open boat, and they dump you in the ocean, and the boat backs away, and the dolphins come to you. I want to ask you, do you think they're curious about what a human is, or do you think they're allied to your consciousness and know who you are? And then the next thing that happens is they swim around you. They show you their offspring. They celebrate and they jump in the air. Dear ones, they know it. They know it. And so do the whales. When the tones were sung in Hawaii in 2012, the whales became ultra active. And some of those who went out on the boats to watch the whales commercially got an earful from the guides who said, the whales this time of year never breach. They never jump out of the water, and that's all they were doing. Do they know? Of course. Do they know it with your consciousness? No. But they know it. They know who you are. They know they're allied with you. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. This new piece of information is so difficult to describe to you and give to you. It is so esoteric, and some will even question the validity. Nature creates variety for survival. How many kinds of monkeys are there? How many kinds of other mammals are they? There are many, and it does it for survival. The imprint of one, if one were to be exterminated, the imprint through their DNA is carried with the other that are varieties of the one. Biologists say that before the Pleiadians came, they don't say before the Pleiadians came, that approximately 100 to 200,000 years ago, there were up to 27 kinds of human beings, just like all of the other mammals on the planet. Short ones, tall ones, one with tails, ones without. It was on its way to becoming just another mammal. And then everything stopped. My partner points to one specific Scientific American magazine in January of 2000, where they actually asked the question on the cover, what happened? Because now we only have one human being with 23 chromosomes. So there's only one of you. So the principle of nature itself says there must be a backup. And the backup should be, in case there was full extinction, it can still continue in many ways. There has to be a backup. The whales are also the backup of the Akash of humanity. They carry imprints of your DNA. Do you think they know you? They are the backup for humanity. They swim the oceans of this planet, and today, mostly, they swim freely from being hunted. They will increase, and eventually, science will see there's an alliance in consciousness in some way between all whales and human beings. And although the science will never tell you what I'm telling you, you will then connect the dots and say, look at this. It's what Cryan talked about. Dear ones, all part of the crystalline grid. It's all part about that which is going on in the activation and this node which has continued. Tomorrow is the final installment. I'll tell you a little more about what they carry, what's going on, and the beauty and the celebration of everything that is here right now that is crystalline. And so it is.